Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
With Travis Bowles.
He traded a Hulkbuster for that.
I go and see the doctor and he says, hey, you got to lose some weight. He told me he wants to put me on some weight loss pill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sign me up for that shit.
Pete McCarthy.
If you don't pull out like a 1994 S10 pickup out of that box, you got that opinion is wrong, Steven. Nothing you can say makes that not wrong. I'm literally chewing Travis's fecal matter. I'm swallowing it down so I can keep talking. All right?
And your host, Steve Bashotti.
I could arm wrestle her, and then I could beat her, and I could probably impress her because she'd be like, wow, this guy's even tougher than the Mandalorian. I don't know why it says bullpen.
That's where the artists and writers will sit in a bullpen.
Oh, that's you couldn't say that nowadays. It'd have to be bulls and cows. I think I am this show. He-Man.
Talking about mine, it would be.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of My Wife is Gonna Kill Me. We're here. We're ready. This is gonna be a movie review episode. Well, it's not really a movie. It's more of a series. But we're gonna be talking about The Boys here. I'm hoping a lot of people are waiting for this. I know we've been waiting to just unleash upon you what we think, like Homelander unleashing at the end of the whole thing on the city with his hand just a rocking that son of a bitch. Wow. All right. Well, you guys know I don't do this alone, so I'm going to introduce the round table, which is actually a rectangular table, but you know what we mean. Travis Bowles is here. How you doing, Trav?
Wonderful.
Next to him and across from me is Pete McCarthy. How are you today, Pete?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Steven.
Nice. Next to me, off to my left, is Vernetta Irby. How you doing, Vernetta?
I am just blessed to be here. Thank you for having me, Pete.
Blessed.
Pete, Travis, and Steve. Thank you.
Blessed. That's what I was going to say.
Yes. That you're blessed?
Yes.
Yes.
We're all blessed. Yes. Very much so. All right. Well, if you listen to us for any amount of time, you know how this goes. Travis takes over the show and we do entertainment. It's one of the very few ways he contributes.
Maybe the only way.
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
I'm telling you right now, I'm excited to review The Boys because Vernetta brought the girls. You know what I'm saying?
I've not been so excited to talk about a show in all my life.
So let's talk about that a little bit from the standpoint of Vernetta. You have been on our podcast numerous times.
Fan favorite. Boom, Vernetta, right here.
Yep.
Well,
that's
not a good representation.
Yeah, no, not at all.
So, but here's the thing that was funny is you never really reach out to me and go, I really want to be on the episode. You know, it's sometimes I'll call you and go, hey, we'd like to have you come in, or we want you to host this, or, but this time you like reached out to me and you were like, I want to come and talk about The Boys with you guys. Without going into spoilers, because we're not to that point yet, can you just kind of tell us why you were excited about talking about this season?
I think that out of all the series that I have watched, including Marvel, this is my favorite.
Wow.
That's a hell of a statement.
I know.
Wow.
I love it.
So over Marvel, you're going to say The Boys.
Yes.
Yeah. I totally get it.
My God. I love it. Yeah. Only because Marvel is so perfect with everyone. You know, everybody's so perfect. DC is even kind of dark. You know, this is if a superhero fucking lived right next door to you. That dick that lives next door, you find out he has some superpowers. He's an asshole. He's not paying his rent on time. You know, he got like 3 or 4 different baby mamas and shit. This is that. And I love it because it's like, as close as everyday people as you can get. So.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And that's kind of like always been my favorite part of The Boys, is it's, hey, this is what it would look like if people actually had these powers. I mean, it would be diabolical.
If you could do whatever you wanted to do, you wouldn't put glasses on and head down to the Daily Planet and write news stories.
Thank you.
And save the world.
Thank you.
If you could do whatever you wanted, you would do whatever you wanted. And there is not a goddamn thing any one of you can do to stop me. And I love that premise.
Mm-hmm.
What's even better, and the show does a good job. Let's just say it now. From here on out, it's spoilers. This whole podcast, we are going to be spoiler filled. So if you have not watched The Boys 2 and you don't want it to be spoiled, do not listen to anything else. Okay? One of my favorite parts of this show and this story, and they don't talk about it a ton. We know it. We see it. But it's fun saying it's the people down the road or the person that your neighbor, or what if, you know. But the part that I really love about it is this company goes to parents expecting their children and says, can we inject this drug into them? They could die horribly. They could live, but maybe have two heads. We haven't seen that, but you know as well as I do, things have happened that we never saw. Or they could have superpowers.
Or they could turn to stone and get gangbanged by trannies. That's an option. So
did you catch the homage?
No.
When Lamplighter's watching the hero porn, mm-hmm. It flashes to the screen and he's bent over in the circle. That famous panel from the comic.
Oh,
they paid homage to that character, scene. Even though they didn't put him in the show.
Oh, that's good.
I was like, noice.
That is so good. So what you're actually looking at, too, is you're not only looking at what happens if your neighbor is given these powers. You're looking at children who are raised by parents who, in the beginning, took money and said, inject my kid with this drug.
And apparently not a lot of money, because not like these parents are living large.
They're not.
The ultimate Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey, am I right? And I don't mean Gordon. Real quick, want to welcome...
You're laughing, Travis. Did you actually get the... Oh, okay.
You did, right? Jonathan A. Ramsey?
The little
girl?
The pageant girl?
Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's okay, bud. It's okay. Welcome all the YouTube watchers right now. You missed the intro. Of course, we wanted to be able to share that link. So we are reviewing The Boys Season 2. We didn't really do Season 1, so we're going to kind of recap both seasons, talk about the good stuff. Trav's leading it. Gonna be a shit show. The wonderful Vernetta's here with us. So now you guys are up to speed. Thanks for watching. Feel free to comment. Producer Cody's on the other side of the screen. Clean the studio. It looks gorgeous. And also I'm watching comments as well. So if you got something you want to say, let us know. Spoiler filled, like Travis just said.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I will also say from the beginning of this, I've read the book. Pete?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cover to cover.
And you too?
I have not.
No.
Kay.
Steven read a book. Does that count?
I haven't even read that much.
Before we even get into that, I will say that the story has differed from the book quite a bit. Now, is a lot of the same thing similar? For sure.
Right.
But it definitely has gone down a much different road. And I struggle right now with telling people to read the book, because the fear I have is there is some huge spoilers in the book that change a lot of things about how you then go back and view characters. And I don't know if I want people to... And Steve and I just had this conversation. And Steve, what was your answer?
Yeah, I didn't really want to know. He was going to give me a spoiler. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I want to do that at this point.
And he didn't want to read.
Because he was just going to tell it to me.
Oh.
He was just going to say, if I told you something right now that would, that if it comes, if the show follows this path, is going to be a huge spoiler for you, do you want to know it?
Will you text it to me so I know what you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Like right now? So I don't say it in the show and ruin it for him?
I would just not talk about anything the way the book ends.
Okay, we're talking about the ending of the book.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Because there are some things I want to talk about the book. Comparison.
Okay.
Comparison-wise.
Yep, yep. But not something that's going to spoil the seasons that these people are watching down the road.
I don't know. We're going to find out when I say it. So, well, hero or an asshole. You know
well,
what I mean?
I am drinking, so I won't remember it anyway.
Perfect. Okay. So, point of clarification. If I remember correctly, in the books, the boys may do this. They had the drug to a certain extent.
And I think that's a great thing to talk about.
To fight the superheroes.
Yes, yes.
And that was part of... And I'm wondering now that they've kind of officially been... You know, I was surprised for it to have two seasons before they kind of became a more organized unit. I thought that was going to happen more quickly. And I wonder if there's going to be that compound V element of, hey, we've done the studies. We can give you a smidge, which will give you an edge in fighting them, but it won't have the negative aspects or as bad of negative aspects. Because I thought that was a cool part of the book. They kind of fought fire with fire.
I love that. Know? You two sitting here now, do you foresee the boys taking V?
I thought that Butcher had kind of fucked around with it anyway. So just from things being said and how things are going, he's taking a lot of ass whoopings from a lot of people. I figured he had a little bit in his system anyway, like he's dabbled with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see it happening.
I never saw that coming because Butcher is almost fanatical about his hate for the Supes.
And, it has nothing to do with it. Look at our robot. How much did Will Smith hate the robots and you found out he had a robot fucking arm?
Well, that's a different show.
I've never seen that. Just, you couldn't say spoiler.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Steven. Butcher literally, he hates that kid.
Yeah, he hates that kid and the kid's innocent.
Yeah.
You know, with a hate
and
like
a
that.
Good, and a good kid.
But
good
is
kid.
The kid really innocent?
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
Well,
so.
He's innocent.
I don't think from the way that she talked, is like he hated kids anyway.
Yeah, so
he didn't give a fuck whether he had compound V in him or not. I think he just hates kids.
Well, that and he hated that kid not because of the compound V.
Right.
He hated that kid because of what it represented.
Right.
His failure to protect his wife and that child was the result of that rape.
I think that's why
he hates that
kid. I think all of that is true, but he also hates that kid just because it's a soup.
That and the fact that he made the comment when she went back to him and ask him to help him find him. And he goes, there's a $1 billion kid. They're not going to let us walk away with him. So he knew in the beginning, because at first she was like, well, I know you're not going to want to take the kid. I'm like, he can't be that much of a dick. And then he comes back with being that much of a dick. But like he says, a $1 billion kid. They're not going to just let us take him. So he knew that if he left with him, they were going to be looking for him. And he thought his life was hard already.
Right.
She was getting ready to get fucked up if they left with that kid.
How does Butcher feel about Starlight?
I fucking hate her.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
How does Butcher feel about Starlight now?
How does Butcher feel about Starlight now?
I think because he spent time with her, I think he's gaining some respect for her.
He still hates her.
I think he still hates her. Yeah. But he sees similarities. They've talked about the similarities between the two of them and whatnot. And I do think that you can enjoy spending time around somebody you hate. I mean, I do it every Sunday.
Right. And he's talking about the Lord at church, which is an awful thing to say.
But fitting when we're talking about the boys.
Right. The relationship between him and Starlight, I still think that hate's there. It's Huey, like that conversation they had at his bedside. That's what I don't know what the whole relationship with Huey, and he talks about him being his canary. And I explained that to Amanda because she didn't catch that reference
as to
what
that
meant.
Yeah, the whole cave thing and the gas or whatever it is.
Yeah, basically in the coal mine, if the canary died, it was time to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Kind of keeping him there, and he's like, okay, well, I think he realizes he needs Huey, and he realizes that Huey needs Starlight. So, if so facto, he also needs Starlight, and he's going to tolerate it because...
I read that differently.
Can I say this?
You can say whatever you want.
I hate Huey too, so I'm just putting that out there.
Huey's a villain, but Huey
Huey's a whiny bitch.
So, oh my god, kill them both!
But he's supposed to be. I mean, he kills this character. I mean, he's a whiny bitch.
I read that bedside scene as them two are coming to terms with. It's like, hey, it's like me and you. Me and you might not be friends, But if Travis is laying in the hospital bed, I realize that I need that son of a bitch, and I realize how much you need that son of a bitch, so we have something in common.
Right. The only reason that I took a picture with Justice Curry was because you were almost dead in the hospital bed. You guys remember that photo of us? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It took you almost dying to get me in the same room with him without choking him. So make sure you follow Justice Curry on YouTube.
I'm pretty sure he'd have charged you for that choking, too.
Len LaGuardia just said Pete is right.
About?
I'm assuming about the starlight.
Oh, okay.
The triangle
okay.
there.
So. Okay.
It must
I
be
appreciate
a delay.
You, Len.
Must
hey,
be
make
a delay.
Sure if you like Mythic Legions, you check out
I don't think he's
Wolf
heard
King
what I
Customs.
Said yet.
I'm trying to plug one of our friend's companies.
I don't care. I'm trying to step on you.
You're not stepping on me. You're stepping on Len. Don't let your blind hate for me ruin another potential friendship. I'm going to be in this guy's driveway in a couple of weeks, FaceTiming
right,
him.
Sure.
So,
Boys has been a very fun road that I think we've all enjoyed.
He said everything. He specified.
Oh, you're right about everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Perfect. I will definitely say Pete is not right about everything. And the fact that he's read the book and still believes some of the things he says makes me wonder about his comprehension skills. So,
what you got there, buddy?
Are you saying I can't comprehend something? Or?
No, I didn't say anything at all. I'm just eating my M&Ms.
So the show has been a ton of fun. It's getting, obviously, good reviews. The people who aren't going to like this show aren't watching it, right?
Right.
I mean, for the most part, if you pull this show up and you have any kind, you're not going to. Has your wife watched it?
My wife absolutely loves it.
Okay.
So I said to her, hey, there's this show. I want to watch it. Do you want to try it with me? Watch the first episode. Absolutely loved it. I was like, eh, let's keep watching it. Yeah,
we'll
keep watching it. You know. Yeah. So we watched it, and she actually was way more excited about it than I was mm-hmm. originally. So it just took us a little bit longer than we had hoped to be able to get together. Because let's be honest, it's not a show that
no.
you're watching if Piper's going to walk into the room.
Or
no,
you don't watch
like
with
that.
The kids around.
Yeah, you know. So.
I wouldn't doubt Piper be on that show one day.
Yeah,
she was the baby that was shooting the lasers at her.
Yeah, and then she grew up to be the Nazi Stormfront. Yeah. So Vernetta's always like, I can't believe she doesn't like me. Well, we all know why. So...
Heidi loves the show. Steve, is Courtney watching it with you?
Courtney is seeing some of it through osmosis.
She walks through the room. You're watching it.
Yeah, and she tries to ignore it. And then when something happens that's really fucked up, she'll look at the TV and then she'll get mad at me.
When she gets mad at you, how does that go?
Why the hell do you watch this stuff? What is wrong with you? How do you find joy in this stuff? And I'm like, me and like a bazillion other people that are watching it. The world's messed up. The world's messed up.
True.
Yes.
Agreed.
Every time somebody, I always have that Nicolas Cage moment. You know, what's wrong with it? My first guess is a lot.
Renata, your significant other?
I have let all of my toys watch this show.
They watch it with you?
Simultaneously.
Do you set them up on the bed?
Yes, yes. I line them all up around me like I'm on Gulliver's Travels. And I'm there with all these little things lined up around me, and we all watch the boys together.
they all go where plenty of people have gone before.
Yeah. That is a clear path.
It's not.
So before we get into some of the things about the episode, I just really quick, I want to get everyone's favorite character. And we'll start with Vernetta, I'll go Pete, and then we'll end with Steve. And I just want to know, go
can
ahead.
Can we do this real quick?
Yeah.
Can we do favorite boy and then favorite soup? Because it's hard
to
pick one altogether.
No,
you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Vernetta, so favorite boy and then favorite soup.
I love Mother's Milk.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely love Mother's Milk. He is awesome. I love...
Good looking dude.
But I liked him in other stuff too. But
okay.
I love his character.
Mm-hmm. Has he been in other stuff? Because I know Carl Urban hasn't. Based on our Facebook conversation the other day.
Carl Urban's been in a few things, yes. Mother's Milk, I can't say that I've seen that actor in something else.
Oh, okay. What? I've seen him in a few things.
What?
If I told you, you wouldn't know. One of my favorite movies is called Jumping the Broom, and he's in that. He's the main character, and I love it.
Jumping the Broom.
Yeah.
Who's Mother's Milk?
I know,
M-M.
Right?
Eminem.
The black guy. That always has the kick-ass t-shirts on.
The who?
No, no, the, no. From the boys.
Oh, you, oh, the boys. Oh,
you
oh,
fucking
yeah,
with me?
Yeah, no,
you
fucking I was, with me, Steve. I was thinking soups for some reason.
I'm so sorry, YouTube. I'm sorry.
His name isn't Mother's Milk in the show, is
That's
it?
That's what MM stands for,
what
bitch.
What the fuck is his
Mother's
name?
Milk. MM.
They don't call him that, do they?
What do they call
Butcher
him?
Butcher always calls him MM. They all call him MM.
I thought his name was Max Millionaire or something.
No, his
I
name
don't know.
What, Marvin yeah. Milk? Is that his name? Yeah. Was it Marvin? But they call him Mother's Milk? But his last name was...
I don't know his name.
See, this is why you got to read the book.
Didn't fucking read the book.
I'm telling you, this is what I'm saying. If I'm hoping, I want these people to find out why they call him Mother's Milk.
I just love this, Steve.
Wait, which character?
Because the only black guy on the show, the other one he could think of.
Yeah.
Well, they all look the same, so.
Hey, no. Well, one can run fast.
No, you know, the guy, the white guy, the you're talking about Homelander. No, the one with the cape. No, yeah, Homelander. No, it's got an American flag cape. That, you know what I'm talking about. You mean Homelander? No, he's kind of like Superman, but bad. No. You mean Homelander? No, he's got, you
Come
know
on,
what I'm talking
I didn't,
about.
I didn't know Frenchie's name last time I went either.
It's Frenchie.
I know that now because you guys told me, but I didn't know that that was his name. I was like, the guy with the accent.
Yeah. The funny thing is as a reader of the comic, Eminem is he's huge.
I remember you telling me that. I said I wanted to look it up.
He's a monster in the book. Like, literally, the boys are walking down, and he's the giant in the group. You
and
know?
He's bulked up for this role.
Oh,
because
I'm sure.
Normally, he is bulked up a lot for this role. And it took me a second to recognize him with his size and the beard and everything, but I like the way his character is written.
He's a big guy in this. No, he plays off as a big guy.
And that's the thing. I don't think he is a tall dude.
I don't think he plays off as tall. He plays off as built.
Bane's not a big guy, but they portrayed him as being big, or he played
that
himself
actor,
as
Hardy,
big.
Yeah. Not Hardy.
But
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
In the book, he is portrayed as a giant among them.
Yeah,
but
like
you
six,
can do
six.
That when you're drawing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but, so look at Homelander versus the book versus this.
Oh, true. But what I feel like is that dude is such a good actor, and obviously it's written well, too. He comes off as... like,
well, he's got that presence. When he walks into the room, he's got that big guy kind of...
He's intimidating.
Well,
you know,
the
swagger.
Episode where he
swagger, yes.
Butcher wants to go outside the house to see Black Noir, and Huey's like, I'm not letting you. And he starts to walk towards him, and Eminem walks in and goes, you going to go through me too?
And Butcher just
like,
stops. He's like, nah, I ain't fucking with him.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
I love his character, and I think that we'll continue to get to see him kind of grow in that aspect of it.
Was there anybody else completely like in love with his t-shirt selection? Every time you see him, he's got a cool kick-ass t-shirt, whether it's an old school Run DMC or a Brooklyn Dodgers jersey.
Yes.
It's just, it's always something cool, you know? It's always pop culture, and I just love that about that character.
He never noticed a single t-shirt he wore.
I didn't either. That's so weird to me that I'm, and you guys just spent.
And they always seem to be black.
His t-shirts. You guys spent a lot of time talking about that scene where they're sitting around the hospital bed. Like, I barely remember that.
It's because it had sentimental value and feeling. You were like, when's the depraved sexual stuff?
Less emotion!
When is he going to burn a hole in her thigh and fuck it? That's what I want to say.
Peter. Come on. Peter. Let's do this.
It was your thought. I just said it out loud.
We're going to go through the boys part of it, and then we'll come back for the hero part. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to say easily Butcher. I absolutely love Carl Urban, and that character, something about that he has that little bit of him where you're like, he's going to do the right thing, but then most of the time, he's not. I just love him. I love how I've always loved Carl Urban. I thought he's one of those actors that it even in like Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah,
he's the little parts he was in. He stole the show.
Something about him. I remember him from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, loved him
in
that.
And there was something about when he comes on screen, you want to stare at him.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude. I mean, that's a huge part of it. But he's also just a great actor. And when they said he was going to play Butcher, while I didn't, because the last thing I really think I saw him doing was like Bones from Star Trek.
Which he nailed.
He nailed that too.
Gosh,
and I'm,
he
you
was
know,
good.
He's a skinny doctor, you know, and I'm like, I'm like, that dude can do it. Because he played Dredd, and Dredd, they never took his helmet off. It was this, And he was, and a lot of people didn't see that movie, but it was freaking great. And I'm like, oh yeah, he can be Butcher.
That's the thing. Like, is like you mentioned Bones. The real Bones was a skinny ass old guy with a southern accent. And you see Carl Urban. Carl Urban's a much bigger guy than DeForest Kelly was, but he nailed the mannerisms. He nailed the voice. He nailed the everything about that character so much you didn't care what he looked like.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, that's Bones.
It's him.
It's him.
It's him. You know?
What is when he talks normally? What does he sound like?
No one knows.
I have no idea.
Because every character he does is different.
Yeah,
you know.
I kept meaning to like Google or YouTube an interview with him because I want to hear what he sounds.
I did. I have heard what he sounds like, but
he doesn't have that natural. That's not his natural accent.
I don't think. I think he's American,
isn't
he?
No, I think he's American.
I don't think he's American.
You don't think so?
Look at it. We're gonna have to Google.
Okay, I can go to the Google.
If you would, I'll go to the Google. YouTube here.
I'm not going.
Huh?
Oh yeah, producer Cody.
Producer Cody,
go to the Googler.
Producer Cody.
Praise White Jesus 13 just said, "I can't believe Vernetta would subject herself to being in a room with all three of you at once."
Not the first time,
and the last.
This time we just have a camera.
Yeah. So who's your favorite? Who's your favorite boy, Peter?
Frenchie.
Frenchie,
really? Yeah.
I
love Frenchie too.
There's something about that character, man. I just, you know, you get this guy, you see the, you know, you find out that as the character was fleshed out, he was never a throwaway character, but when you really got that backstory, when you got the guilt of the, you know, the way Lamplighter took out those kids and how when they fleshed all that out, and it was like it just solidified. I'm like, this, I love this guy. And then you saw why he was trying to save Kimiko, and you saw, you know, he went back to the overdose, and then only to have that guy then die later. So it was really all for naught anyways. And he was carrying all that around, and then he can make explosives, and he's just, I just love the character.
And he loves cocaine.
Yeah. And yes. He's brought it to life for me, and I've really enjoyed him on screen.
He's my number two.
I did not like Frenchie. Like, he was a throwaway character for me for most of this until we got that backstory.
Yeah. Yep.
Then I liked him more. I still would not say he's my favorite, but he was complete. Like I said, I didn't even know his name.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I didn't know Eminem's name. I thought he was a white rapper. But,
You think Eminem's white?
I thought he was, isn't he? What is he?
Have you listened to his music?
Yeah, a long time ago, back when I was young and, you know, really adventurous.
Really adventurous to Steven is urinating in a public restroom and not washing his hands. Like, that's as adventurous as Steve gets.
No, so, were you done?
Yeah, yep, that was I had that. That's what I had.
Okay. So, it's Butcher. I mean, I don't know how it can't be Butcher for everybody. I mean, he's no anyone that could say the word cunt, like he says cunt, he's got a gift.
I hate that word.
I love it when he says it.
And they say it so much in the fucking show.
But he crushes it.
Or twat, yes,
you know?
When he says twat, love it.
Hey, where did we land on his accent? Where is he from? Did you Google it?
No,
Cody's going to do it.
Okay. Oh, you texted me?
Yeah. All
right.
Cody's like, I'm not just yelling from the other room.
He should.
He yelled at
Cody cares about sound quality. He's the only, I like this.
Yeah.
He's from New Zealand, which accents sound Australian, so that's his
name. Yeah, that is it.
I told you he's American.
Yeah.
So, Vernetta, who is your favorite hero?
Travis doesn't even know what America is.
I'm sorry, not hero. I guess
Soup?
Not. Soup, yeah.
When I say this, you guys might throw me out of the room.
Oh, no.
But.
This is favorite soup.
Yes.
Okay. She's like, matzo ball, it's the Jewish penicillin.
The deep.
Oh, my God. The deep?
The deep.
I love the deep.
The deep is the douchiest douche that ever douched.
So, let me tell you.
You just like his arms. Dude's got some arms.
I haven't paid him any attention.
He's a good-looking dude.
I haven't paid.
You just want to tongue-lash those gills.
He's not that good-looking to me either.
Oh, he's got that cut right there where the deltoid meets the side, and it looks just amazing. It's like, man.
Really?
You ever notice that?
I haven't noticed.
He doesn't notice the guy's names. He doesn't notice the t-shirts. He doesn't notice the color of their skin.
Yeah.
But, man, if they got muscle definition, he's Homelander and all over the place, man.
And it's real. It ain't a freaking suit like the guy who plays Homelander.
So, I don't know. In the beginning, in the season one, watching him, I'm like, he is a D-bag, you know, from jump. Of course with Starlight and him jacking off and making her give him a blowjob or whatever. And, you know, and then once he joins that church, I'm all in with him. All in. When he talked, when he was like, when they got mad because they put A-Train back in, he was like, fuck Fresca. And, and he's talking about, you know, the sacrifice he made being married to this woman, giving terrible blowjobs.
That was a great scene. That was a great scene.
I fucking loved it. Yes. Even with Patton Oswalt was singing as his gills, he sucked me right in. I'm sorry, he did.
He's also a good actor.
He was better as a rapist than he was as the church person.
He looks so dumbfounded all the fucking time. I absolutely love his character.
When he's standing on that whale?
Yes! And they go right through it. He's out there crying and shit.
I tried to warn her. The range of emotion in his character. Yes. Like, this guy is a simple moron.
He is.
That Vaught put into this role that he couldn't handle. He has no idea what to do with himself.
No.
He truly was lost not being able to follow Homelander.
When they gave him that fish, he knows my name. I'm like, this guy is a fucking idiot. And I love him. I do. Except for when that girl was sticking her hands in his gills in the first season. That gave me the heebie-jeebies. And I know it's not real, but it still creeped me the fuck out.
Is the Fresca thing from the book?
No, I don't remember that.
I don't know what is going on with Fresca. We'll see. But when he was like, fuck Fresca, I was in love.
I think that character has so much room for an arc. That, you know, he could end up being one of the cooler guys in the end. I'm not saying it's going that way, and I don't know if it goes that way. He might be dead in the next episode. I have no idea. But I think there's definitely a potential there that by the end he finds some humanity and could be actually...
He's going to be the one to save the day?
He could be. I mean, I think it's you know, that would be some cool writing. Who knows?
I will tell you that I actually love all of the soups. I feel like they have done such a good job with them that I really enjoy all of them. And this is a real tough one for me because there's one guy that what the emotion he inspires when he's on the screen is amazing to me. But I'm going to tell you my favorite soup of season 2 easily is Stormfront.
Why'd you keep saying he? And then bust out with Stormfront.
He's just that dumb. It's not his fault.
Because he was me talking about someone else. I said, I want to say this person, but Stormfront.
If you had said female, there was still Starlight, Queen Maeve. And,
no, he's talking about he wants to say Homelander because of the emotion Homelander evokes out of him.
Oh, okay.
But he has to go with Stormfront.
Oh, okay. Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. I misunderstood.
He's
got to
speak Trav.
I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What she did... As far as being such an evil bitch,
twat,
was so well done. And then to have this whole angle that she's really part of the Nazi, I mean, we're talking like Hitler's.
Like legit
Nazi. I still have a lot of questions about her. It's so much I don't understand.
And we'll never get those answers.
I won't know what the fuck she being.
She was such an evil bee. And I love when shows or books or movies give you a bad guy that you hate so much. And she had zero redeeming qualities. I mean, zero.
She was good with kids.
Even Homelander was looking at her like, what the fuck is wrong with you? When she was talking to the little boy, he was like, the fuck is going on with this woman?
Yeah, he thought a minute. He was like, yeah. Kid seems to like it, though.
Like, you know, something right here.
They did say, you know, hey, this used to be Lady Liberty or Miss Liberty or whatever.
Yes.
And then they said they've been bouncing her around in all these small venues. It sounded like what they did with her was they put her out to pasture like they did the Deep. So she was one of the little hometown ones across the small towns in the U.S., constantly kind of changing names and personas. And then, for whatever reason, then came back as Stormfront.
For whatever reason, she had a good handle on social media. Mm-hmm. And she made herself popular again.
She made them take her in, just like our wrestling boy.
Yeah, MJF.
MJF, yeah. Man. She was so good. he's the AEW wrestler that he's, what he's doing with his online persona is making it so they they have to push him as the bad guy because he's such a good bad guy. And she was
so the one flipping off little kids?
Yeah, he's the one flipping off little kids. And so
you'd have to catch a boot to the face. You sure? You flip off my baby. I'm sorry.
So I just felt like she was so, and obviously powerful. I mean,
yeah, they jacked her up.
Oh yeah, she was not like the other. I mean, don't get me wrong. The other seven are powerful, but none of them can touch Homelander. I mean, they can't even.
Well, he's Superman.
Yeah, they can't hang with him.
Right.
Yep. And she was also at that, you know, like alpha omega level where it was pretty cool. And I just, like I said, I love it when there's a bad guy that I can hate and just wish evil things on. Yeah. And she was that, you know. So she did a great job.
I hated her from the start.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
I was totally intrigued by her from the beginning. And it was just like so many different things. Like, why the fuck would they let her in here? She comes out and speaks bad about Vault all the fucking time and basically talks bad about them and sitting there flipping them off, basically, then shoots off into the sky. And I'm like, how do they keep paying this bitch?
Yeah.
How you keep this bitch on payroll if she out here talking
bad about
you? She
wasn't hot. She didn't have a skimpy costume. I hated the shaved head on the side.
She
I thought
wasn't
that looked
hot?
Stupid.
You didn't think she was hot?
No, something about her, you know, and then she's all whining about skimpy costumes. And I was just like, shut up. And then she influences Homelander poorly, and we'll get there.
I'm sorry, my eyebrows started touching for a second. Let me straighten my face back up because you had me confused.
So, Cornboy jumps in on the YouTube here, and he says Pete equals Homelander, Steve equals Starlight, and Travis equals The Deep season one. So this is where I originally went. He was saying that of the group, I'm the Homelander, you're the Starlight, you're the perverted Deep. But what I think he was actually trying to say was Pete's favorite's going to be Homelander, yours is going to be the Deep season one, and yours is going to be Starlight. So
no,
I'm sure
no,
when he hears this,
the first,
yeah, I'm
first.
Sure he'll weigh in and correct us here shortly. But yeah.
What's your favorite suit, Peter?
You know, that one, that truly is a tough one. I'm totally kind of traving this one. To me, you don't have anything without Homelander. He kind of ties it together, and at the end, he's got to be my favorite because I love to hate him. He's, you know, he's my Negan. He's my, you know, he's that villain. That fucking Steve's gearing up for it, and it's already irritating me. Like, I'm already pissed off.
Well, so you like skirting on the line when you say he's my Negan?
What? I said Negan, like The Walking Dead.
You know how to watch The Walking Dead.
No, if I would have said that, I would have said something
just
different.
Because
Andre and I would have called him my ginger. That's my secret code. So, but you know, Homelander is—he's the ultimate evil. He's the ultimate bad guy. He's the one that nobody can stop. I mean, he's got to be blackmailed to shut up. And I just the way the actor who doesn't even look like Homelander when you look at his pictures, I think he just crushes it. So.
That, you know, dude, that dude can walk down the street and no one would even know he's Homelander.
He says that in an interview.
Really?
He says, I don't have the blonde hair and I don't have the pads and stuff. He says, he wears glasses.
Yeah. He wears glasses.
So he is like Superman.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's,
see?
He's
you
Homelander,
said
Homelander and Clark Kent. So. yeah, so like I said, it's gotta be Homelander for me. As of right now, The Deep, I can't fucking stand The Deep. So Starlight to me is just a whiny bitch.
She's a waste.
You know?
She is a waste of super flesh.
I really liked Lamplighter's story. I thought that was really cool.
I thought
cool.
It was so cool that it's Iceman.
Right.
And they, you know.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
They give him a
fire
yeah.
theme, you know? Or give him that character that has a fire theme, I should say.
Queen Maeve, to me.
I like Queen Maeve.
That felt a little forced.
What do you mean?
What?
Felt forced?
The threesome.
No,
the character? Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. because I know what Steven wants to get to. I felt like the lesbian thing was a little bit forced with her character.
Well, it is because she's bisexual.
Well, right, but it was one of those things where I kind of
really
at first it kind of felt I don't know, it kind of felt like it didn't belong to me for some reason. Now the way they played out the whole storyline, I thought it went absolutely great.
Is that a comic storyline?
Something along those lines, yeah.
I can't recall.
But when I said the bisexual thing, that was her girlfriend saying when they were trying to push that whole agenda on her. Her girlfriend's like, she's bisexual.
Right.
You know, saying that this...
Because of the Homelander relationship.
Yeah.
But as they fleshed it out, I thought they did a great job with that storyline. And basically, she's, you know, well, why would she do this on this plane with Homelander? Well, because she's in love with somebody that... she was worried about. She's doing this to protect her loved ones. So I kind of initially was like, oh, here we go again. And then I'm like, no, this is really cool. The way they did the story, I thought was awesome. So like I said, it was one of those weird, my knee jerk reaction was, oh, well, of course we got to have a lesbian because that's how we do things.
That's exactly what Vought was doing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And like I said, but the way they played it out, I thought was really, really cool.
They were so excited about that whole thing.
Right. And she ended up having some, like I said, some very cool redeeming qualities. And she ended up being, I like to see her kind of step back away from and go, hey, okay, I do need to be the hero. I do need to do the right thing. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Plus, I like her outfit.
I thought she got played down a little bit too much.
I
like, they kept her so far in the background with stuff. She wasn't really involved in everything. But when push came to shove and... you know, Stormfront turns around and Queen Maeve is standing there, just lays a haymaker on her.
Right.
It was amazing. I'm like, okay, you're stepping up. You got your 5 minutes of fame.
You don't get to see her stretch her superhero powers very often.
That's what I'm talking about right there. They had her in the background.
It's
so
interesting because I recently went back to the very first episode, and one of the very first episodes is her stopping that, and I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, you know, but it's been so long since we've seen her doing some cool stuff.
Oh, she's jacked.
That, you know, you just don't. You forget about it, kind
of. Yeah.
Speaking real quickly of that scene, did we know, and I just forget, that Kimiko had healing ability?
Yes.
I'd never seen it.
I forgot.
Not like that.
I was devastated.
You thought she was dead, didn't
I thought
you?
She was
I
dead.
Did, too.
Amanda and I both were like, oh, my God.
But I
must
have seen
me?
It before, because as soon as she died, I was like, something in my brain going.
Yeah, she can't.
Did
she
heal?
She
then
clicked
she
her
did.
Head, and I went, oh, yeah, okay.
When she fought Nor in the in season one, she used that ability. She healed from... A pretty, like, I mean, she should have been dead in season one.
Yeah, but it took her a minute, though. It wasn't like this, though. But it might have been because it was, like, flesh rooms instead of, like, bones or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it might have been a little bit different. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Praise White Jesus 13 says, wait, did Steven enjoy women doing stuff?
Yeah,
each other.
Enjoy women doing stuff all the time.
Like the dishes?
Right.
No. The laundry?
Yeah.
Why does it make sense?
Sewing?
Especially superheroes. That's a trump.
Yeah.
You can't, once you know, you got superpowers involved in the
it
stuff.
Changes things.
Yeah.
You love Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I
you
do.
You love her. Yeah.
I do.
Yep.
I can see why you'd love Queen Maeve. I mean, she's totally modeled after a Wonder Woman-like character.
Yeah, I think she's cool.
Can I ask you guys this? And Vernetta, you might be the one to weigh in on this. Is she wearing a wig? Her hair looks
Queen
really.
Maeve?
Her hair looks
most
to
actresses
me.
In movies have on wigs. I'm pretty sure Starlight. That's not all of her hair either.
There was an episode where she took her hair off.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
she had
yeah.
extensions.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I asked Amanda that same question because Amanda was like, "God, her hair is so beautiful." And I'm like, "Is it real?" She's hell no, that ain't real.
All right, Steven. Who is your favorite soup?
Oh well, the heroes, Homelander. I mean, Homelander is that guy that when every time he pops on the screen, that actor has a magnetic way about him, and you just want to watch him in it. He does that to me where when things are happening, I study his face so intently because he gives you such cues with his acting. You know, he kind of does these kind of little head kind of, you know, and you can see the gears turning in there all the time. And it's cool because it puts you in a position as a viewer to say, you know, I wonder what he's thinking.
I it's funny because when I was talking about him, I was talking about how he inspires emotion every time he's on the screen.
Exactly.
Yes.
I said it better.
you must have because nobody understood me. But what I guess what I'm saying is, the emotion that he inspires in me is fear.
The emotion he inspires in non-chauvinistic assholes is fear. You're right. You're in the majority.
I'm fear that he might fail. Yeah. I mean, when he got wrapped up with Stormfront, that was dangerous because she's a bad influence on him.
Very
You're
bad.
Right, because up until that point, he was just a fucking Cub Scout.
Wait. Right. Let me say something that might shock the shit out of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of agree with Steve on that with Stormfront.
Oh yeah, she messed him up.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah.
He was sitting on the edge with his feet swinging already, and she just came in. Pushed him right over.
You know, you're right, because up until Stormfront, he wasn't doing anything weird.
No.
Like, hey, doppelganger, lay here and let me breastfeed off
Hold
of
on,
you,
wait,
or I'll
wait.
Burn your fucking
I can
face
relate
off.
To that.
No, wait. No,
oh, here's
no,
the deal. Don't
no.
try that. Amanda did not think that was sexy at all.
So.
I was like, oh, yeah. And she's like, don't you fucking dare.
No, I think that he is a sick person. He was already on some fucked up shit already.
Yeah.
And I think what little bit of restraint he had, she came and just, like, knocked that barrier off. Like, don't get me wrong. He's fucked up. But she comes along and he just, like, okay, you know.
I think
he lost all sense of his the little bit of conscience that he had.
He still to a certain extent, I think, was chained by the way he was raised with Vought.
Yeah.
And she cut the collar.
I don't get okay, that. Time out. What did he do bad after her?
What do you mean?
What did he do bad after her? Besides the one mugger they caught and
he loved it.
Squeezed his head. What did he do bad
and
after
then,
her?
And then banged on his fucking
yeah,
dead
yeah,
body.
But besides
he was doing everything. She was playing the puppet strings.
No, I agree on that standpoint. But what did he do bad after her?
Because I think before I don't think that he would have ever took that little boy from his mom before. I know he wanted to be in his life. But I don't think he would have taken him. I think he knew that little boy was supposed to be home and that he needs to come there and try to turn him into a superhero, but I don't think he would have taken him.
He had delusions of a family there for a little bit, and she did that to him. And, you know, and I do believe that. Where, like, he's so broken. That's why he's an inspiration. His life has been so horrible, you know, raised in
I agree.
And everything else, he doesn't have a chance to be a good guy. And yet, you still see the good guy there when you watch him.
Where?
You should go adopt a kid from foster care.
I should?
Yeah, you should.
I don't want any of that.
But no, but they have so much good in them. Just from a broken home. Just go get a foster kid. Well,
where did you see the good ass, Steve?
I mean, for instance, the plane sequence from season one. I mean, he's a leader. He's like a war general. We all go home or no one goes home. If I can't save all of you, we're all going down together. That's a leader.
But he didn't go down
he didn't
with
go
the
down
plane,
with
Steve.
No. He can't.
That's
he's invincible. What's he supposed
terrible,
to do?
Terrible, terrible.
You're right.
What's terrible. He supposed to do?
If he stays on the
he
plane.
He could have went down with the plane. He'd have been fine. I think if he'd have had that decision, if he'd had that choice, I think he would have made it. We're all in this together, you know? That's a good thing. We're all in this together. You know, and he's not going to play God and pick who lives and dies. He's a God-fearing man. I mean,
no,
I think
didn't save everybody because of the conversation that they had. And he goes, we can't leave any witnesses because somebody would have told.
Okay, there's always a political angle. There's always a political angle, but I'm not
Why
sure
is
that.
He yelling?
I'm sorry, because
he gets emotional.
I
get a little emotional. Sorry.
JLY9 says, Steven studied that last scene with Homelander, and then it's the emoticon with the holy shit eyes. Praise White Jesus 13 says, guaranteed Steven has asked his wife if he could stand on the roof and jerk off. And then he follows it up with, Travis just does it, probably in uniform, with his mics keyed up so everybody can hear.
So my question with that scene is, who did that fall on?
Everybody.
Like, is that bird shit? No.
You know what? I bet he couldn't get off.
Probably not.
I bet he couldn't finish.
So, speaking of Homelander, I am so sorry, Steve, but my favorite scene with Homelander was with Doppelganger. When Doppelganger goes, now you can look into your own eyes when you come. I was like, bloop, let me pause this and go back. What does motherfucker say? And I'm like, who writes this shit?
Steven was like, I've been doing that for years.
I get that. You know? I mean, when you're the best. He's the best. I've never been that best, but if I was, I mean, what else is going to...
You're saying, like, well, what else is better?
20-year-old Steve? Here's the deal, though, Steve. Homelander is built where he could have looked in Doppelganger's eyes. You couldn't have seen Doppelganger's face.
No, not anymore.
You were coming anyway.
No. That's why I said I'm not like Homelander. I wish I was that kind of a role model, but I'm not. And anyways, he's the best, and I think that season 3 we're going to really see him step it up and take care of the 7 and clean up crime, which is what he really wants to do. He really just wants everything to, if people would just listen to him and cooperate, I think we'd be okay. But, you know,
I can't
we'll
wait till Steve sees Herogasm.
I want to know about him and his son because they both seem on the spectrum. Like, is his son autistic?
Well, no, he's homeschooled.
I think it's, yeah.
He's just sheltered. I think he's just sheltered.
He's homeschooled.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I would agree with Steve on this one. He hasn't had any social
Which
interaction.
Which one is Steve's mic so I can unplug that motherfucker?
Yellow. Because he's a coward. It's yellow like his belly.
But I didn't know if he seems kind of, but it was like the whole noise thing, but that could be because he has super hearing. Super so he hearing. Hears everything around him all the time. And it could be he's sheltered, but it's they he, both seem kind of on the spectrum.
Well, that he wakes Homelander up every was, day with his mommy,
yeah.
And she cooks him a little
Not
quiet breakfast.
Not every day. He went somewhere because it was one point that he wasn't at home or something.
He went to the piano lessons.
Well, shit, he gets out the house.
No kid's going to say piano lessons is getting out of the house.
When that's all you know.
True. Yeah, that's true, I guess. I think it's more of like Homelander was raised the same way. He was raised by scientists. Don't get me wrong. He wasn't raised, because this boy was raised
by someone who loves him.
By someone, this kid was raised by scientists who were terrified of him.
Right.
You know, what chance did Homelander, what chance did he really have?
He did.
He didn't. Yeah. Dark Bulb says, that was insane. And I'm assuming he's referring to Steven's genuine love of Homelander. So.
He wants to be a good dad. You can see it.
He does.
Yeah. He just doesn't know. He doesn't have the tools to do it.
But what I think that's based on is Homelander is very driven by people liking him.
Yeah.
He wants to be liked. So I believe that he's not more, he wants to be a good dad. He wants that kid to like him.
And he wants, and I honestly, I think there's a control aspect too. I think he, you know, to have that happen, and this is my son. And it's, you know, I'm going to control this like I can control everything else.
You know, let's talk about the real bad guy. Let's talk about Vought, okay? You raise Homelander to be this, okay? You scientists, you know, whatever they did, testing on him, all these things. You do that. Now, Homelander has a kid. And you're like, okay, we're not really happy with how Homelander turned out. So let's try this. Let's take this kid and his mom and put him in a fake town with walls and guards, and let's try and raise him this way because he's the future. So let's go that route. And you look at all these things that Vought's done and knows about. Like, they know A-Train killed his girlfriend. You know, they know all that stuff. They're just like, yeah, sweep that shit right under the rug. Make that money. Right.
Well, he's the good worst. Of the many outweighs the good of the few. I mean,
A-Train is the worst.
He is the worst.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm like, man, Homelander's fucked up. A-Train's worse. A-Train is just a class A piece of shit.
My favorite scene with A-Train is him visiting that little boy in the hospital on the first season. When he goes, well, maybe next week, and the doctor's like, Doctor shaking his head. He's like,
You know... And this is me. I know I'm an apologist sometimes. A-Train has made reference to born super poor.
He just used that word correctly. My head almost exploded like the finale. So,
born super poor, okay? You then get this ability. You get to rise above being super poor.
Mm-hmm.
And now he will do everything to make sure he never goes back to that life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It does not make anything he's done okay.
Right.
But
you understand it.
Because that's what this show does. That's what it does. Like, listen.
It humanizes things.
We love Butcher.
Dark Bulb says, yes, Steven is insane. So I was correct in that.
I don't know what he means.
We love Butcher. Butcher is an asshole.
Right. Yeah.
He's an asshole.
And a cold-blooded killer.
Yes.
I mean, he kills people.
He wanted to kill
his dad.
Yurikos. He wanted to kill it. He would have killed his dad.
I wanted to kill his dad. That guy was a piece of shit. He's as bad as A-Train.
Piece of shit. He wanted to kill Yuriko, or the girl.
Kimiko.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck is he talking about?
He wanted to kill her. He wanted to kill her brother.
Yeah.
I mean, Butcher is a monster, but they are so good at telling the story and going, well, yeah, well, I get why he wants to. Look what happened to his wife. And
but then they give us characters like Starlight, mm-hmm. who
he should kill.
Is good. Well,
oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean,
Starlight is a good person.
She's a good person.
She's a little bit too good.
Well, yeah.
Well, she was raised that way. She was raised to touch the cross every time she made a decision. That's how she was raised.
I know.
Right. You know. I think, you know, yeah, so Starlight, I think Starlight means well, but, you know, she's proof that you know, you can have, I mean, as far as a fictional TV show can be proof of something, that you can be a good superhero, you can have superpowers and have intentions of being good.
Right.
It seems to be rare.
And yet she still killed that guy on the side of the road.
Well, yeah, you gotta.
She had to kill him, though.
She made tough decisions.
Yes. It was him or Huey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have that kind of power. If you could harness it better, why didn't you just blow his gun up?
Well, but haven't you noticed that, too? Like, this show is a very good example. None of them are any good with their powers.
I don't know. They're very sloppy. Homelander hit Stormfront right in the cleavage.
Homelander has made lots of mistakes, and he literally is like a Superman level ability. And that plane, he's just like, we're effed.
Yeah,
he's
an immature boy.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. When she was like, lift the plane up, he was like, I can't do that.
A-Train.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm not even going to try.
I was thinking, what do you mean you can't do that? When he goes, so you going with me or you dying with them? I was like, God damn. I love this show.
It's one of the greatest scenes ever found.
It is the best thing ever.
It was a great scene. The stress was palpable in Homelander's face because I know he just hated to see those people die.
Yeah, he hated it so much he spoke at their memorial.
Exactly.
He did.
He spoke at their memorial. Exactly. I will have to admit, one of my other favorite things was Translucent's funeral from the very first episode. When they showed that glass casket of
empty box.
And then they had like a little indenture and everything in there. And why in every fucking picture it was like nothing there? Like, this man was visible sometimes.
Yeah, he could
you
be visible.
No fucking pictures of him. Just all these, like, suits floating and shit. Like, if you're invisible, what the fuck you need this suit on for? It was the stupidest shit, but it started off right for me.
And Homelander's like, my great friend.
Yes.
Like, ain't nobody that dude's friend.
Nobody.
Well, no, Elizabeth Shue. She was his friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Let's see how that worked out for her. For her, it was Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah.
That is probably the first time I remember seeing her. Now, I know she was in other things prior to
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Cocktail.
Ugh.
Side boob.
God, you're old. Adventures in Babysitting. Wow.
Did you know, this is off subject, you remember Adventures in Babysitting? Remember when they ran into Thor?
Yeah.
Do you know who that actor is?
No.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
No way.
I know that sounds crazy, but it freaking was.
Wow.
I love Vincent D'Onofrio.
And,
so do I.
And everything he's ever done, I love Vincent
D'Onofrio. He plays the same person in every goddamn show.
But he's super
thin.
Yeah. You know, in this, you know.
Well, yeah, but you remember, too. I mean, he was, in Gomer, or not Gomer.
Private Pile.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was kind of a chub monster in that.
He was a little
They
chubby.
Made fun of him the whole time.
Chub monster.
Yeah.
Chub monster.
I wasn't like that at his age. I'll call myself a chub monster, too.
Let's call a spade a spade. Vincent D'Onofrio's best acting ever.
The Cell.
Men in Black.
I don't remember if Men in Black. Was he in that?
Yeah, he played. He's Egger, the alien in the suit.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
That was him?
Yeah, Egger.
Oh, he is a good actor.
I loved him as Kingpin.
Oh, he was great as Kingpin.
He was great as Kingpin.
Again,
I did
a monster.
Love him as Kingpin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, a monster. He plays monsters very well.
Right.
So, where do you think The Boys is going from here, because I will say that how it ends is kind of like puts everything like right back to how it began. Where do you think it goes?
Hold on.
Okay.
My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast just posted. I think they forget about Homelander creating soup terrorists, killing Stillwell and her baby, murdering the mayor, raping Butcher's wife, and killing every criminal he sees.
So, okay.
That's
okay.
A good point, Producer Cody.
Okay, let's go back for a second.
Are we seeing both sides of those stories? There's always another side of the story, and I don't know if we're, you know.
They're maybe not showing that side.
What is the justification for him raping Butcher's wife?
Okay, let's stop right there. So,
did you see how she was dressed that night? I don't know. I'm kidding there. I should have said that. I had a twinge of guilt earlier.
I might have crossed the line.
Yeah. Earlier, I say burning a hole in a leg and fucking it, and you're like, Peter, oh my God. Peter Craig.
Yeah, but
he's saying she deserved rape, and you're like,
yeah, but I knew you were serious, and he was joking. Fuck you, man.
But seriously, did we see that scene?
Which scene?
Where he raped her. Did they show
us
that?
No, they show us in the building.
So how do you know he wasn't Me Too'd?
Okay.
He could have been. We don't know. We didn't see
You're right, because a lie creates a super baby in her uterus.
Well, yeah, maybe, but he's saying Stormfront called him a god.
He wasn't actually.
No, you messed up everything. Oh, okay. Mess up everything. So
he already messing up everything. Shit.
Vernetta's trying to cut his cord.
What if she was down with it that night?
What if she was mutual?
Then the next day she was like, that was a bad decision.
I don't want my husband to be mad at me.
Yeah, he's going to find out. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, we don't know the whole story.
So let me tell you one little interesting facet from the book.
I can't say that I wouldn't like being gay because I've never done it.
In the first trade.
I have a history with trying to find out all the information.
In the first trade, when Butcher tells Huey why he hates soups, the story in the comic, that at least in the first trade that Butcher tells, is that Homelander rapes her. She, one day, he wakes up and she's lying in bed with her stomach tore open. The baby crawled out of her, and then Butcher killed the baby with a nightstand.
That seems weird because, I mean, if the baby had
really,
the strength...
What seems weird about that, Steven?
I'm about to
break
tell you.
That down for us.
If the baby's strong enough to rip itself out of its own mother, a nightstand could kill it? I mean, it should have been...
It was a baby.
That ripped out of its mother's womb.
Well, I mean, that's just skin. I mean,
it doesn't even have fingernails at that.
Laser eyes.
It was a full-grown baby. That's the whole point.
He knew she was pregnant.
No, it grew very fast because it was a super baby, Stephen.
Oh, wow. See, I'm getting on the other side of the story. I'm getting more information. I'm trying to form better opinions.
They gave you enough information in the show for you to go, Homelander's a rapist piece of shit.
He has made my eyes roll to the back of my head more than my last orgasm.
I will say this. Homelander.
Tell her you're welcome, Steve.
Homelander being a rapist piece of shit at that point in the story is definitely a possibility.
Monster. Such a monster.
It's possible. I'm yielding.
Okay, where's it going?
Conceding.
Where's it going?
Where's what going?
Where is next season going?
Okay, so the last episode, all of a sudden it shows like Mother's Milk, that's the black guy, going back to his family.
Which one? The one that could run fast?
No, the other one. The really big one. Then they show like
never wore a t-shirt.
The little boy going off with them, which I'm assuming is like foreshadowing for the spinoff. Then you know everything just seems so happy, like what the fuck is like? Is this all ending? And then they show this bitch blowing people's head up, and I'm just like. She seemed so scared in the courtroom, like, oh my God, what's going on, and blah, blah, blah.
She blew her own assistant's head up.
Yeah. Yes. So
come on. Have you ever wanted to blow up your friend's head, though?
You have no fucking clue.
Okay, seriously?
What was that shit? Was it Boys in the Hall? Like, I am crushing your skull.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I would have killed Steven 3 times this episode.
So to see that just shows that they're all going to come back together. How and why, I don't think they gave enough foreshadowing for the how and why. But you do see that things are going to go back to chaos like it was. You kind of think that Queen Maeve and Starlight will have more of a lead role.
Well, I hope from they the way, more than have a lead role. You know what I'm saying?
From the way that, you know, everything went at Vault and stuff. But you know that Homeland is going to end up being in the forefront again. Some type of way. He's going to end up being in the front of everything. And maybe it's that girl that got out of that asylum. That left in that car and don't know where she went.
Yeah.
Maybe she pops up. What?
Praise White Jesus 13 just said, could somebody please move the beautiful Vernetta away from Steven Weinstein?
that's horrible. I'm offended that somebody, that's...
I just love that they combined the fact you're whiny and... You're not whiny, I'm just kidding.
I don't see the connection.
That's a good one.
That's bad. That's
you
horrible.
Know it's not Weinstein because no. He's whiny, right?
No, no. I think, like the wine, though. That's okay.
I think the Weinstein story, we have enough evidence to see, you know, what was really going on there, and that guy wasn't so good.
Yeah. But he wants out of jail because he said he'll end up dying in there. Like, so bitch, that's what you're supposed to do. Sorry, fucker.
That's why they don't let you out,
right?
That's the point.
Yeah, we hope you do, you bastard.
I will tell you this. I hope it follows the book. I hope the end of this is just like the book. And anybody who's read the book is probably either...
You think you're better than us because you read the book?
No, no, Travis, not...
You keep throwing that shit out there?
Not by any means, but I think you're going to have two kinds of people. Half the audience is going to say, please, God, don't let it end like the book. The other half are going to say, it better end like the book.
It has to.
Yeah, and so it's this really weird thing, and we'll see what happens, but we're... So we don't know where it's going to go next, but how many seasons could you see a show like this actually running?
My fear is that they're going to Walking Dead this, and it's going to go too long. I'm thinking, honestly, you've got three max.
Three more or three total?
Three more seasons max that you could pull off.
I was going to say more like, I think it'd be good for like a total of four seasons. Like
right,
two
more
seasons.
What I'm saying. Yeah, two more seasons would be good. Like I said, three absolute max.
And if they do, was it on the page that they posted that they're talking about doing that spinoff with the school and stuff and
have,
the kids?
I have not seen that, but it wouldn't surprise
me. I thought it was on the page. So that's why I figured a little boy was going. That was like a preface to something like that or whatever. But if they, like you said, do like one or two more seasons and then ease off into that, and maybe sometimes somebody come to visit the school or something, you know, then fine. Right. But I can't see it's going to be just like beating a dead horse after a while. It's like, all right, come on. You've done enough, you know. Eventually, Homeland has to be exposed for the person that he is, which he kind of was, you know, and they still smoothed it over when he killed that guy.
Yeah.
By mistake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Shot through the guy and killed the other guy.
Yeah.
But again, not having control or understanding his powers, that's what we've seen, you know, quite a bit of.
Plus, he don't care enough, you know.
Right. He just throws caution to the wind.
No, he doesn't care about the casualties of his action. He cares about the reaction from people.
I think he cares too much. When he sees something bad... He's like, I got to stop this now.
I got to get involved.
And he cares so much that he over, you know, sometimes innocent people get hurt because he's just trying to do too good of a job.
Mm-hmm. We've got more than one person that wants to talk about love sausage.
Oh, yeah.
So we see.
Was that his dick?
Yes. So we see this and we're like, and Amanda goes, wow, holy shit. She notices the dick. Then that the tentacle scene happens, and then all of a sudden she goes, "It's his dick!" Like it clicked. Like it was, "Oh my god, it's his penis!" It was so good. Like it made the moment so much better because she was like, "Oh, that's girl. Oh my god!"
Yeah, that's what I said. I love when Mother's Milk was like, "Was that his dick?"
Yeah,
Fridge was like, "You need to loosen up."
It was on his face.
Yes. Like y'all haven't had a dick across y'all face. I've been to your house, Travis.
So the crazy thing there is. Love Sausage, he didn't even get named in this.
Right.
In the book, he's the boy's friend.
Oh, so he has a role in the book.
He has a large role.
Yep. It's so large he has to roll it up. So yeah,
it wasn't rolled up in this though.
No,
and this thing works. It can expand and then contract.
That's
right?
The way it's supposed to work.
As soon as we talk about bigger, dicks, he wants to get scientific.
Then they get smaller.
What do you guys think? It's called engorged.
I think it's
tasty.
I think this happens to a greater extent with him
when he's excited.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I was kind of that kind of bummed me out, but I also what that told me is the comic was very big on we're gonna go deal with Tech Knight now, and they've referenced Tech Knight in the show. They said Homelander, aren't you supposed to be at Tech Knight's movie premiere? And Tech Knight was kind of like a combination of Iron Man and Batman, and that was a character, and they had a run of comics where they dealt with him. What I'm seeing is they're throwing these little pieces in, but they're not going down all those roads.
Right.
And what that means to me is this show isn't going to be as long as I agree that 5 seasons probably is what it should be max, but I don't want it to end. I love it.
I would rather it leave me wanting more than to drag on too long.
Yeah.
And then you're pissed.
Oh, right. And like I said, and I know I beat the dead horse and I always go back to The Walking Dead, but like you said, it's just the same thing over and over again. Hey, we run. We move to a new settlement. We realize that the other humans are worse than the zombies. We have to leave. We move to a new... And repeat and repeat and repeat. And there's, like I said, there's only so much you can do because I'm going to tell you guys right now, in my opinion, Homelander has to die.
Regardless I thought the little boy was going to kill
in the
him.
Book, whether he lives or dies in the book, that doesn't matter. What they've done in this show, this show cannot end with him alive. That's just my personal opinion.
I thought that him and his son was going to end up in a fight at some point, but it ended up being Stormfront. But I thought it was going to be a duel between those two, he was going to end up hurting Homelander and Homelander finding out exactly how strong his abilities were. That's why I thought it was going to go.
Here's is anybody seeing Stormfront? It's going to be Darth Vader. Am I right?
That was going to bring that up. That's definitely an Anakin Skywalker scene.
Right. Because obviously she's not dead.
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't know about that.
Well, he said it had a secure place.
You know, she's laying there and talking. She's all burned up. And I'm, okay, well, you didn't actually see her die. She was still talking.
I could have swore that Homelander was going to finish her.
I thought he was going to step on her head.
Right.
You know, just to put her out of her misery because he's got kind-hearted. He can't handle seeing someone in pain. But the here's a question I want to just get opinions on. When him and Stormfront, when Homelander and Stormfront are having their foreplay episode, he's hitting her with the lasers, mm-hmm. his lasers. Is he holding back?
I don't think he was.
Is the kid stronger than Homelander?
I think the kid's stronger than Homelander.
I never thought about that.
Why didn't the kid just burn her a little bit like...
I didn't even think about that.
You know, I hate Steven. I hate Steven. I hate Steven that he does that. And I go, God damn it, I love Steven.
But I've said that since, like I said, when Homelander, like, yeet that little boy off the roof. Then when the boy gets up and he pushes Homelander at one point and Homelander falls.
Yeah.
And and you can't tell me that he caught him off balance because I can't imagine
he's
that.
He's freaking Homelander.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So at that point, and then when his eyes lit up, but he didn't do anything. I'm like, I think I would bet anything that he can take his dad. That's what I just said right before that. I thought that him and Homelander was going to end up in this big battle.
Yeah.
But see, now that changes my outlook on a conversation from earlier in the episode tonight of, okay, does Homelander know this? And that's why he's trying to develop a relationship because he realizes that there's only one person that can take him out and it's his own son.
I think the
and
thing,
he'd rather have him close to him.
I think the thing with his son is
that. I hate the way you nod your head. You're such a just condescending dick. You offer nothing to this show. Cody, I need a fucking replacement for this piece of shit.
I think the whole Renata, thing I'm with his. Oh, it's okay. The whole thing with his son is. You figure, being in the way he grew up in that whole environment or whatever lab, and that attachment he had to what was that bitch name in the first one that he killed that he was always trying to drink up breast milk?
Oh, Stillwell.
Yeah. Okay. That attachment, because he wants that motherly feeling. He has that, he longs for like that mom thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants that son thing too, because. He wants, like Steve said,
wants that family.
That family thing.
Yeah.
So he wants that family dynamic.
He's a family man.
And Stormfront mothered him.
My
yes.
God.
You know what I mean? There was
she was a sick
where
bitch.
I will punch you in the fucking beard.
Yes.
Right square in the goddamn beard.
Cody's put Homelander's face over mine.
You are hired.
Oh. Okay. I think he just felt like he felt orphaned, and that was like that whole family thing. It was like, you know, I'm gonna not have him being raised like I was, but he didn't want him raised by her, that goody-goody thing. He wanted him to be a sick, twisted son of a bitch like he was.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted him to be the same.
Yeah.
Praise White Jesus says, but that sixth season got to be an all-out, action-packed massacre every episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Lose a character every episode.
Black Noir just posted 4 periods. Apparently, Black Noir is upset he ain't gotten much love this episode. Eric Bertram says Jeffrey Dean Morgan is Tech Knight. And then a dark bulb said, big improvement, Travis, because your face was covered. So,
but. Okay, so a couple of scenes that I just think just were very disturbing, I'll admit, but pretty cool. But when Homelander is having his kind of daydream and he roasts the people in the crowd.
I wanted that to be real so bad.
Me too.
So bad.
I was
watching
it.
Amanda goes, oh my God. And I'm like, I'm just, oh, please don't let this be a dream. I want this to be real so bad. Because I'm like, how is that crazy bitch running Vaught going to explain this?
The one that's pulling her hair out?
Yeah.
Twisting her hair out?
Oh, I like, that's a fun little, I hate her. Yeah. But it's just fun watching her, like, just freak
right.
out.
And she plays that character
oh,
spot
she's great.
On. Now, can you imagine? Hey, by the way, we're promoting you. You have to make these people that can wink and kill you do what you want them to do.
Yeah, what we want them to do.
Yeah.
Not I even mean, what you want, yeah.
And I'm sorry, Giancarlo Esposito. Oh. I mean, this guy is just primo villain. And yeah. he doesn't do it with superpowers. He doesn't do it with a mask. He just sells you crystal meth and chicken.
Yep.
And he tells you this is how it's going to be.
I think in Hollywood they get scripts like, we need a calm-mannered man that is somehow scary and powerful.
So,
get Gus! Yeah. We need Gus! We need
Giancarlo!
So, with Edgar, I'm trying to figure out, like, why is he not afraid of him?
What?
Like, why wasn't Edgar afraid of Homelander?
Because he's one step ahead of him all the time.
Like,
don't get me wrong.
I'm sorry. I've got a Steve moment right now. Who the fuck is Edgar?
That's Gus.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
The guy we're talking about.
I was like, wow, I'm dumb.
I am so sorry. I'm like, that is his name.
I think
right?
he might be devoid of emotion.
Okay, because when him and Homelander had that conversation, and Homelander's like building himself up, and he goes, you're not even our greatest asset. And then Homelander walks up on him, and he does not fucking flinch.
Yeah.
I'm like, I like him.
And he may be the so conceited that he feels like there's nobody can harm him.
Or
he
so
might just
logical.
Be nuts.
Oh. Like Spock. You know, Homelander walks up on you, he can kill you anytime he wants. So what's the point in flinching? You know, kind of thing. Right. You either play your card and act like you got something on him. That's your only shot. Really.
Right.
Because in a millisecond, you could be dead. I don't think Homelander would do that to an innocent person on purpose, but, you know.
Yeah. He is a very good actor, and it's a perfect role for him to be in. Stillwell was good. I really liked that, and she's beautiful and all that. But to have him in that role, oh, man, that's perfect. Yeah. It is perfect.
He's good. I mean, you know, and I just can't wait to see more of him in The Mandalorian here pretty quick. I mean, everything
Friday.
That guy does.
I don't know. Did you guys watch Revolution?
No.
It was a short-lived show, one of the greatest premises in the history of television, and I fucking hate you.
That's a horrible premise.
It was absolutely awesome. You're stupid, and I hate you. Anyways, he was on that, and he was absolutely magnificent on there, too. So.
Oh, boy.
Honestly, you're like you're the garbage can of this group. You know, like you've had the same garbage can for a long time and it works great and you like it, but one day it breaks and you got to get a new one. You're not heartbroken.
Like, you're the garbage can, just so you know.
God, tongue's gross.
I love you now. You're super useful. Me, but you know what?
Does that warty tongue do it for you?
That is called rib for her pleasure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Pete loves it.
Oh, God.
Another scene of note I want to bring up. It's my last one, but
I don't believe you.
It was the hardest one. It was a hard one to watch. But when they had that that replacement, before Stormfront came in, and there was that guy that Homeland. Oh, they said we've replaced
the blind guy.
We've replaced the Deep, and Homeland was like, the way he played that, he's like, oh great, yeah. I want to meet him, you know. And he just goes down there, and he's all smiles and everything else, and he walks in there, and he's so nice to the guy. Well, that's amazing. How did you know it was me? You know, and blah blah blah. And he just smashes that guy's ears. I mean, I was like, holy cow!
What a leader.
Well, I mean, he cares about his team. He's got to have the strongest.
You know what?
You're only as strong as your weakest link. He's that kind of a leader.
It shows me, too, how spoiled the Supes are and happy to have the life they have. They're literally trying to get the Compound V to the point they can give it to anybody.
Yeah.
And they will have powers. So they don't have to give it to babies anymore and wait for them to grow up.
Right.
They can give it to someone they choose.
Right.
And if I'm the Supes, you got to be sitting there going, wait a minute. They're literally trying to replace us.
Right.
That's what they're doing. You know, they don't want to, gosh darn it, look, Homelander's crazy. Look what we got to deal with. They want to just find the perfect soldier.
They want to find Steve Rogers.
Yes. Give him the injection. Boom. Now we got him. And if you're the Supes, they should be trying to shut that down. But they're so happy living in their tower.
Problem is, they're trying to get Steve Rogers, and they're coming up with fucking Deadpool.
Right.
Yeah. That's the type of lab they're in. Okay, so one of the sick parts for me to watch was the Soup in the hotel room with that man letting him chop his arm off.
How do I forget all
and
this?
And he goes, wow, you can cut my dick off for $1,000. He's like, where's the ATM?
Yeah. Yeah. Gecko?
Is that his name?
Gecko,
okay.
Man. This show just loves to just show you that disgusting part of the population, you know. Because you know there'd be people that'd be into that.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck sure.
Yeah.
You know?
There's one of them at the table.
Has anybody sat down with Garth Ennis and said, are you okay?
I'm sure a lot of people have. As he counts his money.
Yep, I love it.
Yeah.
I think almost everything he's ever written that I've read has just been amazing.
Yeah.
So, and I think, and you know, in the writing too, that it's very easy. It's easy to go for the shock. You know, I mean, you can get people talking just by shocking them, and this has that, but it's so much more than that. And that's really what, you know, again, I get strangled by a dick. You know what I mean? I just,
like, who hasn't?
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to remember
there was a comment made later when they were down, like in the gangbanger's basement. He said something, and then somebody threw a zinger about, what do you know? You had a dick on your face or something. And it was just this really fun moment, like a little throwback to that. And I thought it was absolutely hilarious. But so we talked about Lamplighter a little bit. Anything you guys want to add about him? No?
I was kind of bummed that he's dead.
Yeah, but I loved how it went down.
Yeah.
I mean, it was neat, but I kind of thought maybe he was going to become one of the
boys?
Yeah, one of the boys, maybe.
Nah, he's a POS.
And that guilt, it finally was just too much.
I didn't see it coming until he got right in front of those statues and started talking. I'm like, motherfucker.
When he realized
I was going to do it in front of my
like,
statue.
Yep, getting ready
once
to do
his
it.
Statue was gone, he knew.
Yeah. Yeah, but you remember what he said, too? Yeah. You remember what his like last line was?
No.
And this is just an example of how messed up these people all are. And he said, I just want to make my dad proud.
Yep.
Because his dad was the one that had him get the powers.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, man, all these people are just monsters.
Right.
Monsters. All right, so we're all excited about next season. As you can tell, we're all giving this a big thumbs up.
Yes,
absolutely.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to say too much, but
bullshit.
You know, I see that, you know, in all honesty, no joking around, maybe Homelander has a few issues.
I'll tell you, my Heidi is terrified every time he's on the screen. She's like, what is he going to do? And I'm like, I can't
wait. Around, you're like, oh my God, he's going to light that kid on fire with his eyes.
I will say,
I mean, let's be realistic. Every time there's a kid on the screen, there's something that you and I are afraid of that these guys aren't afraid of because they didn't read the book.
I'll be honest with you. The thing about Homelander that anytime he's on the screen, I'm like, what kind of sick shit is he getting ready to do now?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not like fawning over him. You know, I just think he does some sick shit and it just like, huh. Like you said, that whole scene in the alley. Well, he's got his hand pressed up against that mugger's face, and the guy's like, just call the authorities. And she's rubbing his dick, and he's smashing harder and harder and harder. And, you know, even just that, I'm like, he is a sick son of a bitch, but all I do is laugh about it, though. But, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That, I think you got some issues.
Really?
I mean...
You didn't find that kind of amusing, the scene in the alley? You know you liked it. I loved it. I fucking loved it.
I just thought that was Stormfront's fault. She shouldn't have been. She made him do that. She made him break concentration.
Whose fault was it with Doppelganger though? He called that motherfucker there when he started twitching, and he was like, "You turn back right fucking now!" And I was like, "What is going on?" Yeah. Then when he drank that milk that had been in the refrigerator since that woman had died, and I'm like, he's such a creep.
So gross.
He is gross.
Any closing thoughts?
No. I think we got it.
Yeah, it was fun, totally worth the watch. And I would recommend that everybody read the book, but I will say now that the show's going, wait till the show ends and then grab it.
Yeah, agreed.
I will tell you that here's another Walking Dead comparison. I'm not having those same feelings this way. And I think it's for two reasons. One, I think that they're varying enough. And two, I think it's just been long enough. I've forgotten. Amanda's like, did that happen in the book? I have no idea, honey. Yeah. Like, I just don't recall.
You haven't read the book. It's probably been 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five, at least five.
Yeah. You know? 10 for me.
Yeah. Yep. So.
So I was just getting ready to ask, which one do you think is better? I know the book usually has a lot more detail than what it is on TV.
I'll let you know.
Well, this
the
is
show
a comic
ends.
Book, you realize.
What the fuck did he just say?
That it's not a real book. It's a comic. But I will tell you,
I'll catch you outside, Steve.
I do still think I prefer the book, but I have to agree with Pete. It's a wait and see kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because so far, the show has captured everything I loved about corporate America and all of the all these things, and kind of tied in a lot of stuff, you know, that we're currently dealing with. And I really enjoyed it, and we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. Couple of final thoughts. Praise White Jesus 13 says, I mean, let's be real. If all four of you at the table got superpowers, at least three of you are going to be supervillains. Christopher Kelly jumped on and said, what's
you
up?
Three.
And he also said, my favorite host, Vernetta, is back.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the best way I can think of to end that show right there.
Without a doubt. Thank you, Vernetta, for joining us.
Yes, always a pleasure.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. We're wrapping up the boys review episode, season one, season two. Live on YouTube. It'll be up on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher as well. Huge thanks to producer Cody for everything he did for the studio, for the setup today. He's been begging us to be more involved. He idolizes each and every one of us, which is crazy considering he is slim and good looking. But we're glad to have him, so look forward to more of this in the future. And until next time, for your host, Stephen Machotti, the beautiful Vernetta Irby, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. We'll see you guys in the toy aisle.